Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of December, and I'm recording at 10:22 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, the Santa Claus rally, for lack of a better name here, has certainly continued here today. The U.S. stock market pushing through to another new high. Up on average a half a percentage point for the Dow and the S&P. The NASDAQ, which has led the rally, had double that gain. And Canada, Mexico, and Brazil a little higher. Some good gains in Europe as well. And this is impressive because Europe broke down out of its trading ranges of the previous month and a half earlier in December. But have since run right back up, and the Euro Stoxx 50 index, for instance, which we often post, is within striking distance now of its high for the year. And similarly, the banks index has seen a recovery and is not far off its highs as well. And a number of the better performing indices, not least the German DAX index, have pushed straight through to new recovery highs for the year. So that sector is still performing here overall. In Asia, modest gains for the most part, but a little bit more mixed performance in Asia. But Japan was a fraction higher, Australia was half a percent higher. The mainland China indices and the China-related markets are all showing small gains here today. The Shanghai, well, I see the Shenzhen Composite, so I don't tell a lie, that's down a tiny fraction, but the Shanghai Composite up a quarter of a percentage point, but that has really been a serial underperformer, as you know, this year. And the problem is right now is one of higher short-term interest rates. And China and experts generally are saying that this is a temporary situation. Until we see those back off, I don't think we'll get a decent recovery in China. And elsewhere, three of the ASEAN indices I see on this list are down in here today in Malaysia and Thailand. Thailand down 1.25%, and we have a weak Thai baht in here, and this has been a problem for these ASEAN indices, or where we have seen the weaker currencies. The softness of the Japanese yen has been a factor throughout in this process, and that has caused pressure for some of these ASEAN markets, and investors have been moving away from those indices, which peaked a number of months ago. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices have fallen in here today, so that means that the yields will be higher. And if I look at the U.S. GG10, that's the 10-year Treasury bond that I have been following very closely in these audios. And if I can just bring that up, and I'm sorry, let me just do that again. U.S. GG10. Can't talk and chew gum at the same time. Okay, here we are. It is pushed up to 2.9274. Now remember, the September high, that early September high, was just over the 3% level. And this has been ranging higher since it dropped down to 2.47. but has pushed back up to, as I say, to this 2.927. And so it's getting closer to, it's within reach of that September high. And a clear break above that 3% level, I think, will certainly introduce a little bit of a headwind here for the US stock market. Though, mind you, it hasn't paid much attention to any other potential headwinds in the last few weeks, has it? But this could be important, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Fed is trying to, or will try to, keep these bond yields under control. They won't be able to do that over the medium to longer term, but they'll certainly try to do that for a while longer, I'm sure. Okay, so what else is going on here? Precious metals, a little bit weaker in here today. Gold bullion at 1198, still trading. Platinum, silver, all down slightly. Platinum's at 1328. The silver price is at 1944. And industrial metals, though, were really quite firm, and they are all higher here. Although I think U.S. copper has no U.S. copper has pushed up to show a small gain as well. It's a very small gain for copper, but the others are, again, quite steady within these, what I've described as these type three ranging time and size base formation developments. And the key factor in here is the cutbacks, and the low prices have forced some of the higher cost mines to cut back or completely cease production, and some of the bigger and more economical mines have also belatedly and reluctantly, as is always the case here, but they have reduced production somewhat. And that's a key factor, and that causes some short covering within the industry by anyone who's taken positions in that market, and less supply around. That does help to firm the prices up overall. And don't be surprised, as I've said before, if we see some sharp recoveries in not only the industrial metal prices, while the stock market bull trend is still intact, but also in some of those mining shares, that they're likely to be relative outperformers for the duration of this bull market run, in my opinion. Okay, what else has happened in here? Crude oil, a little bit easier, down 64 cents on the WTI. That's the US price, and the Brent down just a fraction. But Brent has been very steady in recent weeks, and it's still trading at 111.68. Now, I see in foods, mostly food prices, mostly a little bit lower here today. Now, just a couple of comments on the website. We continue to bash this into shape, and Owen's been moving heaven and earth here in terms of the actual chart library overall, and some very good software writers, and I feel that the library is now quite usable. It's not the finished product, and it still does have some bugs overall, but I find it a pleasure to use, and not least as we do see additional improvements just about on a daily basis here. The main website, I hope you approve of the increased size of the typeface, and it's still not right. It's still not the finished product, but we wanted to make it. I felt it was basically a little bit insipid, and we want to improve that. So we've been battering away at the software writers on that project, and we'll certainly continue to do that. And we're also trying to make our site a little bit more flexible from the production standpoint, because we, Owen and I, aren't able to say everything that we've wanted to say in the written commentary. We're following a sort of a formulaic approach in the posting, which is very good in terms of putting in links and so that people can trace articles on topics of interest to them in the months and years ahead. But it has caused a few problems in terms of our updating. And my section on Friday, for instance, I was very upset to see that there was a chart review section which did not get you could not have viewed it. It was mentioned, but you were not able to access it until this morning. But it is now up there if you wish to have a look at that. And we will be doing everything we can, as you have seen and will continue to see, I trust, just to increase the usefulness of the service. So, on that note, all the very best to all of you.